I'm finna play a song.
Welcome back, man. Truth Tellers.
Truth Tellers in the crib. Big JJ.
JJ and this bitch, man. I'm gonna light up a cigarette, though, because I need one.
Man, what y'all been on? It's been a little minute. Shit, the birthday passed. I went on a little vacation.
Yeah, how was that vacay, man?
Man, I don't what's happening, you know, you know, we're gonna leave it at that.
I wanna go.
We can, we gotta plan a trip.
Yeah, I gotta have some money first.
Yeah.
I gotta save some bread up.
I definitely went out there and fucked, yeah.
I definitely have to go. I wanna do a bunch of little traveling real soon, man. I'm finna be 25.
How important do you think traveling is to, like, you know, growth? You know what I'm saying? Or, like,
it's,
you know,
very, I mean, important, man. You gotta go see other shit to believe it.
There's people that live in Chicago that ain't outside.
Yeah, nigga.
But they ain't even been out here.
I already know. I know niggas in the city that real life never left Chicago. 49 years old, 50. You like, dude, how?
What have you been doing?
You ain't never drive 30 minutes away, bro? Like,
not
looking
for no food, nothing?
Nope.
Didn't have no party, like, nothing?
Niggas in the city.
Shit.
They whole life don't know nothing different.
That shit fucked up. That's like
closed-minded shit. You don't want to grow.
Not necessarily don't want to grow. Some people just didn't have the opportunity.
Nah, everybody got that opportunity,
shit,
too.
Some people don't grow. Like, it's bad out here for some
people. I mean, I know, but, man, you always got a choice. You always have a choice.
Make smart decisions.
Exactly. That's your choice. You choose to settle and not do shit and stay in a situation.
I ain't help till you came early today.
Yeah, you choose to do that shit. But traveling is very important. Like I said, you gotta see some shit to believe in, because you can see shit on TV all day and be, yeah, that shit ain't real, that's TV. See that shit in person and don't know how to act. Die. don't know where to go. Like, man.
Being out, have gone to Arizona and shit like that. I lived out there and all that shit. Like, I definitely seen some shit out there that never happened out here. And if it did happen out here, I'd be like, oh, yeah, okay, so y'all do that here. Okay, that happens. Right. But then somebody else, you know, that's in that other mindset would be like, what in the fuck, nigga? I'll see you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that should be crazy.
When I went to New Jersey a few years ago, when I had one with Victor.
Okay.
Nigga, I went out there. We went out there for shit for probably like 4 days. But we go out there. I've never been to New York before. You know what I'm saying? Like, we was working in Staten Island. We went to Brooklyn. But we lived in New Jersey. So, you know what I'm saying? We stayed right across the street from the, I think it's the second biggest supermarket in the country.
Nigga.
No bullshit. This motherfucker was probably like...
Two Walmart?
Like four.
Four Walmarts?
Like four. Like, nigga, when I say this bitch was so big, bro, it's called Wayman's. I will never forget that shit because I didn't know what the fuck that was. And when I went out there, I was just Googling shit. Like, what the fuck is this? You know what I'm saying? Just looking shit up. Like, I'm not from here. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I seen that shit up. What? Nigga, we went in that bitch. They got the grocery store is on one side. Mm-hmm. The other side is like an amusement park buffet. I'm like, whoa, what the fuck? This is the store. Like, this is what motherfuckers come and shop at. Every day. Bomb, what the fuck? But we was out there. I had my first encounter with a wolf, nigga. I seen a wolf out there.
A wolf?
Nigga, up close and personal.
A wolf, nigga. Where is a wolf at? What time was you out?
We was in... We stayed in... where we stay in New Jersey? I can't remember the city we stayed in.
It don't matter. I wouldn't
but,
know.
Nigga, our apartment building is right here. It's a little ass driveway right here to go to the back of the apartment building. And then it's the woods right here. Like, no bull. Nigga, when I say...
He said it's the woods.
I'm probably right here. I'm standing on the patio smoking a cigarette. The little railing right here, you know what I'm saying? So you don't fall off the stairs. Mm-hmm. I go right here. Probably where you at is the woods. Like, no exaggeration. Like, I'm sitting there smoking a cigarette. And I look. Some tell me to look to my left, but I look. I see these eyes going up. I'm Oh, well, what the fuck is that? Nigga, that motherfucker came out the woods and looked at... that motherfucker came and looked me right in my face, bro. I was like, what is that? That motherfucker came out, poked his head. Nigga, I froze, bro. I was like, bro, I know this ain't no motherfucking wolf right here. Like, bro, if that wolf wanted to jump up and bite me, I would have died. It was that close.
Right.
That bitch was that, and I wouldn't have been able to do shit. I would have froze. That right. bitch was that big. That motherfucker stuck his whole head up, bro. I'm, oh my God, bro. I started reaching for the door, like, bro, like, it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, whoa.
What the fuck? That is trippy right there, nigga, bro.
That was the damn, second scariest moment story. Of my life, bro.
Like this.
That was the second scariest moment of my life.
Shit.
That was crazy.
No, second scariest moment of my life. I'm in Lake Havasu City, right? We get drunk, you know what I mean? And like, I'm talking about, we all drunk. We on the boat.
Oh, you know, no, I'm not fucking with
it. We on the boat, okay? This nigga, this white boy, you know, who owned the boat and whatnot, you know, he started driving fast and shit. You ever be like intoxicated, have one of them moments like, hold on.
Yeah.
Like he started going too fast. I was scared for about 5 minutes.
Fuck. You can swim though, can't you?
I can swim, nigga.
I can't, nigga. Nigga, I was on the lake before I was with BJ. We went to Wisconsin, nigga. We get on this big ass lake, nigga. Right on the other side of the lake, Kurt Heinrich live right there, nigga. We can see Kurt Heinrich crib.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, we get on a boat. It's like 2 o'clock in the morning, and tomorrow it's pitch fucking black outside, bro.
I ain't fucking with that.
Nigga, we on a boat. I can't swim, so I'm like, I'm telling BJ, like, no, bro. I'm not getting on no boat, bro. Like, no. He like, dude, come on, I got you. I'm not going to let shit happen to you. Bro, I'm like, fuck it, man. I'm already drunk. I'm like, fuck it. I get on the boat, nigga. This nigga was going so fast. I got out of my seat and just laid on the floor of the boat. I'm like, bro, I don't even want to see this. I'm like, fuck that. Let me know when we are outside, bro. Let me know when we getting off. Y'all finna park this bitch.
Great.
I can't swim. I want to see that shit. And I'm drunk? Hell no.
That shit was scary as hell.
That shit is definitely scary. Especially if you can't swim. You can swim. I would
have
died.
I still,
I would have died.
I'm just saying, even if you can swim, I'm like, just being out in the fucking middle of the water. Just, you
real
know what
talk.
I'm saying?
We was in a big ass lake. Like, that was real life a big ass lake.
It'd take
lake.
You some time.
Yes, bro.
Like, you understand how long it take you, like, in comparison to walk somewhere, to, like, drive somewhere?
Yeah.
That's like,
I already know.
Swimming, like.
And then you don't know what's in that water. Nope. They be ain't shit in. Yep, that's what everybody say. That's what everybody say.
Hell no.
Some fucking around, wrap around my leg.
I'm
dead anyway. I told them, I said, look, bro, I cannot swim. So if I die, this is on all of y'all hands, bro. Everybody like, bro, you're not gonna. I'm like, all right, I'm just letting y'all know. I cannot swim. I am black. It is pitch black outside. If I fall in this water, y'all not finna fucking see me. Y'all don't got no big ass spotlights on this boat. I'm gonna fucking drown.
Hell no.
I'm gonna drown.
That should be fucked up.
I'm like, nope. I'm like, y'all need to take me back around.
First scary moment in my life. Nigga, at the moment, same time, same place. At the time, I'm like looking at motherfuckers jump off this cliff into the water.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, this shit, that look good. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're like, you should go up there and do it. I'm like, all right, bet. Like, you know what I'm saying? My ass get up there. I'm like, oh, shit.
Dude, that shit high as fuck.
High as fuck, nigga. That shit was, I only did it one time. That was it.
Is it fun, though?
Nigga, that shit was it. Nigga, I thought I was going to have a heart attack.
That adrenaline is something
that
else.
That shit is something else, bro.
I think I told you about my first scariest moment when we saw that alien. I think I did tell the podcast.
This nigga talking about, bro, first of all, this nigga, he saw an alien.
I think I did tell y'all
about
that.
Y'all believe in UFOs and shit like
that? Nah, it wasn't shit like that. This motherfucker was an animal.
This nigga said an alien.
That motherfucker was an animal, bro. I swear to God. If I'm lying, I'm done. Nigga, that was an alien. I don't care what nobody say. I have 20/20 vision, so I know ain't nothing wrong with my vision. I wasn't high. I wasn't drunk. I was fucking 100% sober. It was probably like 10 o'clock at night. Yo, it ain't nothing late. Hell no. I seen that shit, bro. That was the scariest moment in my life. And then I seen that bitch again. I was so scared. That shit. If my mama seen it, nigga. Tevin mama seen it.
Alright. I got witnesses.
Nigga, I got witnesses. Tevin saw it with me.
That shit crazy.
Me, Tevin, and Mike, we all seen that bitch together.
Yeah, all together, crazy.
Nah. Hell nah, bro. I'm telling you, bro. I'm telling you. We all seen that bitch. That bitch ran in front of my mama's car, nigga. One day my mom was going to work. We crossed on the street. My mama drive by, but this one we stayed in back lot. We crossed the street. She drive by way better than shit. She get right
first
back.
First of all, wait a minute. You seen this alien in Hanover Park?
Yeah. It's an HP.
Look. Let's jump into this pie, bro.
Look.
What the fuck?
I'm telling you, bro. Look. My mama get right by Mama G crib. You know where that stop sign at? My mama right there before the stop sign slam on her brakes hard as hell. And we all outside. Me, Mike, and Tev. We, what the fuck? I called my mom. I said, what just happened to you? She said, some big ass thing just jumped over this motherfucking car. I'm what? Whole time. That was the same night we had seen it. Bro, that shit was crazy.
Oh, shit.
That shit was crazy, bro.
Some of y'all done.
And one none of us had.
Ain't nobody else see that.
One none of us had. I told you, that's five people. That's five people that seen it.
Shout out to So Shameless Pod. We finna steal some of your shit, Tyler.
yeah, we gotta steal some of your shit. You having some good ass topics.
So JJ mentioned, he was like, they posed a question like, how do you get someone to stop talking to you without having to ask them to?
That is the greatest fucking question I've ever heard in my life. Alright, if y'all didn't hear JJ, he say, the question is, how do you get someone to stop talking to you without asking them to? I say, if you want me to be completely honest, I'm just gonna tune you the fuck out. You can talk all you want to. I'm one of them people, bro. You could be right next to me talking and I won't hear shit you're saying if I'm not paying attention to you. You can talk all you want, I'm gonna tune your ass out. I will look at your ass while you talking. What?
Realistically though, bro. Come on, think about it. I mean, like, okay, like, not somebody in the room, but like somebody you like just met or something like that, or y'all like, dating and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know
what I'm saying?
You ain't gonna be in the same room. For me, I don't know. Let me see. First of all, I'm not fucking with you if you ain't got no fucking, like, people skills. Like, you don't have no, like, social awareness.
You might not know that yet, though, until you...
I don't get no fuck, bro. You can understand. Like, no, I'm saying, but you can understand when somebody kind of pushing you over here, I mean, keeping you at arm's length. You know what I mean? And so that's what I do. I kind of...
Be distant.
Yeah, more or less. You know what I mean? I just kind of want you to... That like, light bulb.
Right,
go
like,
off.
Like, get the fuck away from me.
Like, you understand? Like, it's cool and shit, but like, nah.
I'll just tell you,
I'm not
bro.
Interested like that. You know?
Or I will tell you, like, honestly, bro, I do not care. Like, me being 100, I real, like, tell you, like, I really just don't care.
No, nah, but the question is how you get them to do it, like, without asking them.
That's me asking you. I mean, that's me not asking you. I don't care what you're talking about. If you're telling me a whole story right now and I'm looking to tell you, I don't care. You're not going to keep talking to me. You're going to be like, oh, okay, right, whatever.
Yeah, let's see how this nigga feels.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to be, what the fuck?
Some people don't get that hint.
Some people don't. That's when I got an eye, bro.
All right, listen here.
Get the fuck away from me. You finna piss me off.
Like, you're doing too much.
Hey, you finna blow me.
Damn. For those who haven't been ever considered getting married or anything like that, they was like, would you be marrying or are you marrying for love or what?
Security.
Security. Damn, I can't read. love or security. Marriage. You know what I'm saying? Which one?
Me personally, I won't say it's.
Nigga, we dudes, bro. I mean, like, getting married for security? I mean, like, what I'm finna get secure, bro?
You never know.
What
if your girl got money? What if her parents are rich?
I mean, that's
that's security. I ain't gotta worry about shit.
Alright, yeah. I mean, if there's money involved, that's a whole nother ballgame.
Right. I don't know. I feel like most people do it for the topic. I mean, for the title. To have that saying, I'm married, or
is that
I'm Mrs. This. I mean, I won't say a security, it's more of an image.
A posture.
Yeah. How people look at you different already married. You know, that's just not his bitch no more. You know what I'm saying? That's his fucking wife.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like people do it for the image. I won't say either love or security. I think it's for the image the majority of the time. But, I mean, if we're going to ask me, I'm going to say I'm going to do it for the love. I don't give a fuck about no security. That don't solve shit. Bitches get cheated on. Niggas get cheated on and be married for 20 years. Security ain't shit.
Right. This nigga said. So anyone other than black people use the N-word?
I don't care.
What?
I don't care, personally.
They ain't going to throw you off.
No.
I mean, it depends on who it is. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm just like... That just throws me out.
That shit don't bother me.
Like, wait, I mean, people do it.
I just look at you like,
what the fuck?
Like, that shit be funny to me.
I mean, it's funny. Because like,
people
know what
say it to like, sound cool. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I ain't finna trip. You know what I'm saying?
I just be like, I'm gonna look at your ass like, what the fuck? That shit don't bother me.
Captain.
That word never bothered me ever.
I mean, the word don't bother me. I mean, it has its content.
It don't never bother me. You understand the definition of a nigger. That shit don't bother me. I'm not ignorant. Shit don't got nothing to do with me. You ain't talking to me. Like, I know that ain't me.
You ain't.
I'm be like, what is your point?
Okay. You ain't talking.
You ain't making me mad, bro. This ain't the fucking 40s. That shit don't bother me.
Damn. Shit. What else going on in the world? So Trump gonna get impeached? No, this nigga ain't gonna.
Hell no, he would have been impeached already. He not gonna get revoked. He not gonna get reelected though.
It'd be a cold day in hell.
I don't think he gonna get. I mean,
it'd be a cold day in hell.
Man, the way the world going, bro.
Man, you better get out there and vote then.
Way the world going.
He said, "I wouldn't be surprised."
He fuck around, dude. Real talk.
That's funny.
And that'll show you for real if he get reelected. That's going to show you that the world is going to shit. Well, I won't say the world. That'll just show you that is, this is going to be the end of America.
He said that's officially the end. Yep. That's like doomsday.
Yep. All
right. I mean, that'd be...
Every empire must fall. This would be us right here. This would be us right
y'all
here.
Y'all just saying our death warrant.
Yep.
Shit. The apocalypse, the purge is going to... I bet you this dumbass nigga. You know, can you picture? I can picture this nigga sitting there with his stupid ass. He's, yeah, he's just talking to motherfuckers. What do y'all think about the purge? You think we should do that shit for real? Nigga, no! What the fuck? Get your stupid, goofy ass up out here.
They'll do it because they not worried.
Nah, nigga, that's. I mean, did you watch it, that shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's. You know, that's what they created.
Right, shit. I already know. I'm saying they not gonna get touched.
Like, when I saw that, bro, I was like, see, this could actually happen. This is scary. That's a scary movie. What's the scariest movie you see?
Like, real life scary? Not, like, socially scary? Because that's what The Purge is, like, socially scary.
Nigga, that's a scary movie because that shit could be true.
That's what I'm saying. It's socially scary. I mean, motherfuckers was getting, her neighbor killed her. Tomorrow, remember that time you had your son's soccer ball in my yard? You like, what the fuck, bro? Like, you're mad because of that? You want to kill me?
Nigga's the purge.
Like, that's socially scary. I'd say, like, real life spooky scary. The scariest movie I ever seen.
Spooky.
In my life.
I don't think I ever seen no scary.
Darkness Falls was the scariest movie I've ever seen in my life.
I ain't seen that movie.
The movie came out in, like, 2000. My mama took me to the movies to see it. It was about this lady. She was a witch. She got burned at the stake. She came back and started, like, taking motherfuckers' teeth like she was a tooth fairy. Like, bro, nigga, I'm talking about... It was called Darkness Falls, bro. Any pitch part of dark and you're there, she is snatching your... Bro, I'm talking about...
Come and get them teeth.
Anywhere, bro. Anywhere. Let you be over here in the corner and ain't no light. You're gone. You're gone, bro. That was the scariest shit I ever seen in my life.
Shit.
I had nightmares for no bullshit probably like 6 months.
Damn, dude. I think I'm trying to remember the name of the movie. Oh, shit. The Ring, maybe?
That movie fucked me up.
The Ring was fucking bad.
The Ring was okay.
That shit was bad, bro. Like,
I think another scary movie was, what was that movie? With the little fucking dolls that came alive at the picture. with the old lady. She was in that rocking chair. What is that? That's not the Gremlins. That's
Gremlins fucked up too.
Fuck! What movie was that? I just seen that shit on Facebook.
I don't know.
It's about these little fucking. This lady was like this old black lady used to make dolls and shit. And the people in the house, like, killed her or some shit. So she came back through the dolls. And the dolls was coming around. Like, nigga, the dolls this big. Eating motherfuckers alive, bro. Human, bro. Like, fuck, bro. I cannot remember. I think that's Tales from the Hood.
Damn, okay. I think the Hills Have Eyes.
The Hills Have Eyes is fucked up.
Whoa, that was fucked
that's
up.
Some real
that's
shit.
Some real, that's some real shit right there. I could put
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can see that definitely being real, man. Shit, but Mutation. That movie was more like creepy, like ugh.
Yeah, like no.
I like movies like that though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was decent. It was just like
both of them.
Oh, you finna. Oh, yeah, that, shit.
That shit was nuts. I like. Yeah, we had a lot of good movies, bro. Growing up,
I know it's not no movies that come out like that no more.
You ever seen that movie Stay Alive?
Nah, I ain't see that. I'm not really into the scary ass movies.
It's not so much scary. It's like
I don't even like horror thrillers.
I mean, it is kind of scary. I mean, it's I won't say it's scary because you're a fucking grown ass man. You know what I'm saying? You're gonna be like, okay.
Yeah, but a scary movie, scary movie. You know what I'm
saying? It's about these people play this video game, and to get in the video game, they gotta read this ritual. When they read this ritual, it like track their souls like in the game. So however you die in the game, you die in real life. Like nigga, that shit was raw. That movie came out in 2001, I think.
Yeah, there's a movie buffer here, like, month, like.
I think. That was a good-ass movie. Me and Marissa just watched that shit a couple weeks ago.
Any shit with, like that cult. Cult-type shit in there.
You don't like the cult?
Bro, that shit's scary, bro. They can really fuck some people up.
Yeah,
people
Black Magic.
People are susceptible to fucking persuasion. Like, bad.
I love shit like that.
I was just watching, I'm watching, like, I'm trying to catch up on Riverdale right now. You know what it is?
Mm-mm. I heard of it. I never seen it.
Yeah, it's a show on CW.
It's about cults? Like,
No. I don't want to give away anything. If you haven't seen Riverdale, you should go check it out on Netflix. First three seasons, four seasons out right now. Or, you know, streaming right now. There's a cult factor in it, you know what I'm saying? It's part of the story play, you know what I'm saying? But that's just weird. First of all, do you know anything about Scientology?
Mm-mm.
You know what? I don't either. But I was hoping you knew something about it.
I know a show you can watch if you like the cults.
That's just kind of scary.
This one is about werewolves, vampires, and witches.
Oh, see, you know what? If like, I could be anything, cold. Bro, I'd be a vampire.
Nah, I wouldn't. I'd be a werewolf.
Nah, I'd be a vampire.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I'd be a vampire. But I'd want to be a daywalker.
Yeah, I had to have my ring. You
yeah,
know what I'm saying?
I gotta earn some respect.
Shout out to Vampire Diaries, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out True Blood.
True Blood? That was the shit.
Nigga, Mercer, she won't watch it.
Scary ass.
That shit's so raw.
That shit was dope, bro.
But yeah, I definitely. Well, we could talk about that.
What?
Why would you want to be either or?
Well, I want to be a vampire. I don't know, man. I just got this thing about vampires. I always want to be a fucking vampire. Like,
and they live forever.
Blade was the shit.
Blade was the shit.
Underworld.
Underworld.
What else is out there, bro? Wait, what was the movie Eddie Murphy made, low-key?
I know it's about
Vampire from Brooklyn. Yeah. Like that.
Or Crooklyn. Wasn't that Crooklyn?
I don't know.
That shit was cold. That shit was cold.
Dang, there's another movie.
Van Helsing.
Van Helsing. Yeah, there's another movie out there, too. But Van Helsing also has the werewolves, too. I mean, the werewolf dope as hell, but just like, do you know how you got to transform into a werewolf from being a human?
I mean, you got
to. You got to break every bone in your body to become a werewolf.
You
got
to stretch.
Nigga, fuck that.
You gotta
all
stretch.
All you gotta go is like this. Ding! My teeth pop out and bite your ass.
You gotta stretch. Fuck that. The vampires.
I just like that idea of sucking nigga motherfucker, you know,
they
blood
don't,
and shit.
They
like,
don't.
I kill you.
I mean, yeah. But I could do the same thing as a werewolf.
You ain't gonna suck on no nigga.
That's how they make werewolves. That's how they make the werewolves, too. They gotta get bit.
Yeah, they gotta get bit, but werewolves are fucking. They don't stop.
Some vampires won't either.
Yeah, I mean, but they just sucking your blood, too. Vampire finna tear your ass apart.
I'd rather be a werewolf.
Yeah, you want an arm? Kick that shit across the room.
I want to be a werewolf.
Fuck that, I'll be a vampire. I'll beat your ass.
No, you wouldn't. Werewolves were made to kill vampires.
Because they bite.
Nope, because they're just naturally stronger.
Nigga, I will whoop your ass. You ain't seen Underworld?
I have.
Fuck the Lycans, nigga. Man,
you saw the Lycans weren't no bitches. They had to go get the hybrids. They had to go get the fucking Supreme to beat the wolves.
You know what? I'll be a hybrid.
That's yeah, like Michael was in Underworld.
Shit. You ain't watch Vampire Diaries? Nigga.
I heard Vampire Diaries, bro. I never seen it. Watch the originals.
No, I watched the originals.
You seen Vampire all five seasons?
Originals is a playoff of Vampire Diaries.
Oh.
Yeah.
The originals.
Klaus wasn't even introduced until like season 3 of Vampire Diaries or some shit like that. Maybe I'm wrong. Don't quote me on that, y'all. Shit.
That shit was. I love shit like that.
Shit.
I've always liked shit like that.
Marcel?
Yeah.
And four.
From season 1, he was always a beast.
That nigga was a G.
I love them shit.
Yeah, you finna come in here and do what?
I love them shits. I've always liked that shit. But, hey, that was decent, though. Thinking about all the old movies we used to have. All the shit we had growing up.
A lot of shit. Hey, what's the funniest movie you seen?
In my life?
Yeah. The like, when you just movie? Like, you just like, oh my God. You know what I'm saying? Your ass in there just, this shit funny as hell.
I don't know. That's hard. I seen a lot of funny ass fucking movies.
I seen like, some funny ass movies.
It's some funny ass shit out there, but of all time.
Woo, my bad, y'all.
I'd probably have to say either The Ringer with Johnny Knoxville.
That was bad.
Or
that was bad.
Or Black Knight with Martin Lawrence.
Okay.
It's one of them two.
Oh man, that was bad.
The Ringer is so fucking funny, bro.
Man, The Ringer. Matter of fact, we need to fucking rewatch that.
That's on Netflix. I mean, it's on Hulu.
Yeah, it ain't on Netflix.
It's on Hulu. I got Hulu. I'll give you my Hulu account. Y'all got it.
Shit, bet. Say less.
And I got HBO and Cinemax, too.
Oh, damn. You hooked up.
Yeah, I got some shits. Yeah, it's on there. You ever seen Euro Trip? Have you ever seen Beer Fest?
Hell yeah, I've seen
that. That's on Netflix. I mean, that's on Hulu.
I don't got Hulu.
Alright, I'll give it to you.
Shit.
I just gave Passion my password too. But yeah, I'll give it to you. Make your profile, do whatever the fuck you want. I'm trying to think. I don't know. What is your all time favorite movie? All time.
I only tell girls this.
I'm just saying,
I mean, all-time favorite movie.
All-time favorite movie of your life.
Remember the Titans, bro.
Remember the Titans?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. I wanted to play football after that. After every time I watched it, I'm like,
yeah.
I'm gonna go to the gym right now.
Oh, I'd say all time, The Grinch.
You are a corny nigga.
The Grinch. If not The Grinch, Godfather 1.
The Grinch, which one?
2001, Jim Carrey. Yeah, that was good. If not that, then The Godfather, the first one. Great fucking movie.
Hello.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't think Marissa ever seen that movie.
It's on Netflix.
Is it?
Yeah.
I thought they took it off.
It's on. It's back on.
George Jung.
Johnny Depp, bro.
That's my favorite actor of all time.
Yeah, I gotta say, Pirates of the Caribbean was fucking
everything he's ever been in. I've never seen a bad Johnny Depp movie.
Was pretty good.
I've never seen a bad Johnny Depp movie. Never.
Some people would disagree with you.
Fuck them.
Yeah. I agree with you.
Johnny Depp is number one. Tom Cruise is number two.
Who's your favorite actress? Who's the baddest actress?
Eva Mendes.
Damn! Damn, I didn't even like, that's not, she wasn't even on my radar, but I remember her and Hitch, like, god damn.
Throwing everything.
Like, god damn. If not
her, Angelina Jolie and her.
Dude, I really like Kate Beckinsale.
Ooh, I fuck with her. I fuck with Kate Beckinsale. She's
bad as hell.
Christina Applegate.
Damn.
That's the daughter from Married with Children. You ever seen Anchorman?
Yes.
That's his wife. That's Christina Applegate. That's the daughter from Married with Children.
Wow.
No, go ahead.
Oh, yeah.
That's her, Christina Applegate. But yeah, Kate Beckinsale is bad as fuck. That's, what's her name in, Underworld?
What's her name? What you mean?
What's her name in Underworld?
Nigga, I don't remember. What
the fuck was her name? But yeah, Kate Beckinsale is...
She bad. But Jennifer Aniston bad as fuck.
Jennifer Aniston is too, but it's something about Eva Mendes.
Nigga, I
don't know, man. It's just Spanish women, bro. It's just like, if God's real, this is the proof, bro. If God is real, this is the proof. Like, this is it. That is a perfect woman. Perfect.
Dang, we did scariest movie, funniest movie,
favorite movie.
There's no cap on that, bro. Like, to be honest, like, I like 7 Pounds was real good. Any Will Smith movie.
Yeah, but still, you got a favorite.
I know, but they...
That's like, okay, that's like, put it like this. You get stranded on an island, you got a TV, you can have one movie.
Not blow.
That's your all-time favorite movie.
Blow. I can watch that shit.
You know what I'm saying? That's something you like, I will never get tired of this. Never. No matter what happened, I will forever watch this. That's how I am with The Office. Forever. Speaking of that, I need to go buy the DVD set.
What, The Office?
Yep.
Motherfuckers are crackheads over that shit.
I've been... That is... That, according to
that Netflix... That shit funny as hell.
That is the number one most watched show in Netflix history. The Office. You know why? Funny. Because of me.
Yo, hold on. That shit funny as hell.
Nigga, I've watched The Office every single day since 2012.
Something wrong with you.
Every day. Mm-hmm. I literally have to watch that show. Even if I watch an episode or two episodes, I go to sleep to it. Like, that's just my shit, bro. That show is just so... That is such a great show, bro. Like, the story, that is such a great
fucking show. What's the greatest, like... Have you ever watched the movie and you just get, like, caught up in the movie? Like, the story just, you know, good. You know,
a movie?
Caught up with the characters and shit like that.
Yeah, The Godfather. That shit make you want to go sell drugs. I want to go be in the mob.
Nah, everybody want to be in the mob.
Like,
the mob ties.
I would be in the mob. Whack who? All right.
Right, them niggas do not give a no fuck.
I'm getting out of jail.
Right.
I'm gonna get out of jail. Whether my bond get paid or we break out this bitch. I'm gonna get out of jail. I'm gonna get out of jail.
Oh, shit.
If I even go to jail.
Hey, what's the other movie? My movie.
Scarface. I know you're not talking about Scarface.
I ain't talking about Scarface.
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. Nah, that's a good movie.
Yes.
That's a good movie.
I love The Mob, bro.
That's a good movie.
Ever since I was a kid, my granddaddy used to watch The Godfather, bro. He used to watch that shit. And I used to just sit there and watch it with him. Like, damn.
You know what that is?
Nigga, I learned how to play that song on my guitar. Just from listening to it, bro. My mama bought me a guitar, I think, for my 16th birthday. I learned how to play the Godfather theme song. Just by listening to it, that song is so soothing.
Oh, that's play the guitar?
I used to.
You a rare ass black man.
I used to. My mama had bought me one. I used to be in a room going nuts. I had an amp and everything. I was like 16. I'm lying. I was like 17.
Shit, the closest I got to playing the guitar is Guitar Hero.
That was a great, oh my god.
That was a great game. That game was dope.
We need to form a petition to make them make another fucking Guitar Hero.
Nigga, just go to the goddamn arcade, bro.
Nah, bro. I need that it. And lit. I need it in my house. With new songs. New music.
You know, this is that type of music.
Even remastering it. I do still listen to rock music. If some shit come on and I like it, I'm gonna listen to that shit.
Where would some shit come on and you like it? Where would you catch up? Like, aren't you in control of the music that you, most of the music you hear?
Yeah,
let's talk about
most
that.
Most of it, yeah.
Let's talk about that. Like, our repertoire for the music that we listen to, the music that we know, is vast. Because back in the day, when none but the radio, you wouldn't listen to shit but the radio. And if you listen to anything else like that, you had to download this shit off LimeWire or some shit. You know what I'm saying? So, if you don't know what LimeWire is,
grow up. If you don't know what LimeWire is, grow the fuck up. You do not need to be listening to our podcast if you don't know what LimeWire is. Because you can't even download it now and go look it up.
Shit. But yeah, it used to be the radio. So we heard everything. Like, so a song come on, motherfuckers be like, you know this song? Like,
hell, I mean, no, not always. We listen to certain music. We listen to certain stations, though, even just they.
I know, but it still be some shit come on and, like, you know, you don't necessarily vibe hard to it.
But not
like,
no rock shit. It ain't.
I mean, like.
That ain't gonna jump genres like that. If
shit,
we,
hell, I mean, no.
When
no,
we
no.
kids, when we was growing up, what we listened to? 107.5. That's it.
Okay, see, I grew up in Kentucky, so there was a whole nother.
Well, then, yeah.
Yeah.
I grew up in the city, so that's it. We hearing rap. Hip-hop, hip-hop.
R&B.
You know what I'm saying?
They played more R&B back in the day.
You know what I'm saying? But we ain't hearing no guitar music like the shit I like. We not hearing that shit. I moved out here and started meeting other motherfuckers and people's listening to that shit. I'm like, damn, who is that? Motherfuckers just like, damn, listen. Then I go listen to some shit and I branch off from they shit. Like, damn, who is this dude? You know what I'm saying? And I just started liking different shit. But,
yeah, I definitely had exposed to more genres of music. Living out in the suburbs.
Yeah, hell yeah. Because motherfuckers listen to everything.
Yeah,
that shit'll change you. You'll be damn. This nigga singing hard as hell. I like this song. And it's some rock music. But that's some of that shit be hitting. I don't always listen to music for the beat. I listen to what motherfuckers singing.
Them motherfuckers, what they talk about.
Them motherfuckers be speaking some shit. I be like, damn. I want to be a rock star like Ozzy. That's my boy. Shout out Ozzy Osbourne, man. The realest motherfucker that ever walked this fucking planet.
That nigga was weird.
No, he wasn't.
That nigga was
just misunderstood, man.
Nah, bro, that
nigga. He's not weird.
Yeah, yeah.
Ozzy just didn't give a fuck what other people thought about him. He did whatever he wanted to do. That's how you should live. He did what the fuck he wanted to. Cool. Y'all don't like this? Don't care. My fucking role model. Ozzy was a fucking beast. I wish I could meet him. But, yeah. We have a vast choice of fucking music now.
Yeah, I'm in control of like, everything I listen to all day. You know what I'm saying? Unless I turn the radio on. I barely turn the radio on. Like, I hate commercials. With a fucking
me
passion.
Too. Me too.
Like, I'll lose, like, oh my. Like,
I'll turn the music off. Like, I'd be like, all right, I'm done.
Commercials on music. TV,
anything,
any commercial.
Anything.
I'm like, nigga, Luna, like, why I know that fucking song?
I feel you.
Like, we know cool. Fucking songs and shit like that. Like, you just start singing a fucking jingle from
on
fucking
my mama,
TV.
You hear
and,
shit
like,
so
four
much.
Five people in the room and hit it, you know what I'm saying, at the same time as you.
I fucking
hate commercials.
Yeah, I definitely. Yeah.
That's, like, the worst. I can't even watch TV.
Yeah, me neither. That's why I watch Netflix. I don't watch.
Exactly.
I got my Hulu. No ads. None. I will pay that extra $6. I don't care.
Yeah, come on.
I don't need
that,
no fucking
love,
ads.
What's that? Yeah, what's that?
I'm not going to say it on the podcast. I'll wake up tomorrow, 14 accounts. 14 fucking accounts. I can't even watch it because too many people watching it at once.
Everybody is
in. I'm going to change password. Lock everybody out. Whoa.
Sorry, guys. Y'all ruined it.
Hey, let me see it. I'll log in for you, though, if you got
shit,
it.
Shit, I don't know if I got it. I got downloaded or some shit. But damn. So it's going to get cold out.
I'm. You know why I'm ready? I'm not going to lie. I'm ready for the cold. You know why? Because when it's over, I'm leaving. I'm ready for it to pass.
What the fuck are you feeling
about? I told you we're moving to Arizona.
Y'all crazy.
Why?
I'm finna come with you.
We moving, bro.
He's definitely get the fuck up out of here.
Yep. I'm tired of the cold. I'm tired of not being able to do shit.
If you get cold out there, you better watch where you move.
I'm going to Tempe or Tempe, whatever the fuck you call it.
How do you know anything about Tempe, bro?
Nigga, I work where we have to help people all over the fucking country.
How do you know anything about Tempe, bro?
You know how many people I talk to every day from Arizona? That's in Tempe, Scottsdale, Phoenix.
Nigga, you know that's where I was at?
I know. I'm saying I talk to people every day from there. And I just be talking to people like, how is it out there? My friend's like, oh, it's nice. We just got a lot of gravel. That's why people be calling me getting their windshield fixed. Because it's fucking rocks everywhere, cracking people windshields everywhere. That's all I hear. Arizona, Arizona, crack windshield, crack windshield. I'm damn. They're like, yeah, rock hit my windshield. I talk to people all day from Arizona. From everywhere. All over the country, I be talking to people. I just be asking people, like, how was it out there? I was talking to some dude from Scranton. That's where the office is at. Mm. I talked to some dude from there. I said, bro, I said, no lie. I said, is Scranton really how it was in the office? He started fucking rolling. He started laughing so hard. He said, honestly, bro, it is. He said, but it's expensive out here. He said, it's not cheap out here.
It is cheap out there compared to here.
I told him, I said, because he asked me, he said, where you at? I said, I'm from Chicago. He said, oh, yeah, it's expensive out here.
He lying.
Well, bro, he can't be lying. He lives there.
Nigga, I live there, bro. Like, what? It's like, nigga, it's cheap as hell, bro. You get a nice ass, like, in comparison to, like, all right, look. Okay.
Well, that's true. We got hella taxes. He probably don't know that.
Yeah, this all that shit, bro. All that shit matter because, like, an apartment like this costs what?
Boy, like a stack.
Nigga, for a stack out there, you get a brand new apartment. Brand new apartment, appliances all over the place, swimming pool out your balcony and shit. You know what I'm saying? Whole swimming area. Y'all motherfuckers go chill out there all day. Dog park in the back of the parking lot. Like, all this shit, bro. Like, I was teed out there, bro. Like, $1,200. What? Bitch, come on.
I wanted to go out there, but it's cold. That's me going up north. I don't want to be in the cold. I'm trying to get the fuck away from there. They said that, because now that when we talked about it, me and Marissa talked about it.
Y'all can go out there and follow me or something.
Now that I be talking to people and shit that's out there, I be just asking people how it is out there. You know, people like, it's not bad. I'm like, what's the cold as they get out there? People like, it might reach 40 degrees. They're like, but that's real
they cold. Be out there. They be out there cold.
I'm 40 degrees. I'm
they be
what?
Out there. They be out there with big ass jackets and shit like that.
I'm like, that's the coldest? The lady said, yeah.
It's 40 right now.
She said, that's the coldest that it gets. Probably 40, maybe 45. I said, I'm from Chicago. She said, oh, you will love it. I'm, oh, yeah.
Nigga, you have no idea how many people out there you'll meet. Oh, I'm from Chicago.
I believe it. We all over the place, man. I'm gonna go out
niggas there. Leaving.
I'm gonna go out there, start my new life, man. Start over. See what life brings me now. I'm finna be 25.
It's a reboot.
I'm finna be 25.
Show your young ass out here. Yeah, leave, nigga. Yeah. Go experience.
I already know. That's why I'm like, nope, I'm not finna wait, bro. Because I know if I wait, I'm be, damn, I'm 29. I've been to Wisconsin. Like, nah. I done been a few places, but...
My phone ain't ringing.
I was sure finna say, like...
we thought it was me. But my phone ringing.
But, yeah, it's... I definitely think I'm finna... I won't say I think. I'm definitely finna get to it. I gotta travel, man. I wanna see a lot of shit. I wanna take Marissa to see a lot of shit.
Look at you.
Cause I know she ain't seen shit. Shit. Nothing. But she was born in Pennsylvania.
That's weird to say.
Yeah, she just moved to New York. She was out here though too. When she was younger.
Nigga, you know what I'm finna go home to?
Sleep.
I'm gonna go make some. Finna go make some sloppy joke. I'm high as hell. Oh, sorry. Man. Shout out to Old Style for hooking me up today.
Old Style.
Old man,
right? It is. I remember seeing that old ass symbol when I was like fucking 3. I remember that shit.
Yeah,
no. My papa used to drink them shits.
My papa. Yo, it's funny.
My papa's birthday was yesterday, too. Yeah. I think papa just turned like fucking 67 or some shit like that.
Your grandfather?
Yeah.
Is 60 something?
Yeah, he might be.
Nigga, my grandfather.
Yeah, papa.
Yeah.
I think he turned 66.
Young as hell.
Yeah, nigga, my nanny was fucking, what, 64 when she died? No. Nanny died last year. She was 63. My granny. Yeah, my family's young, man.
What'd you say? How soon can sex be introduced when meeting and getting to know someone new? Yeah. Okay. How soon can sex be introduced when meeting or getting to know someone new? How soon?
Whenever it's comfortable, man. I mean, it all depends on the person. I don't know. Some people be with that shit. You gotta go on the first date for me to even want to fuck with you.
Bitch. I mean, that's not the case. You ain't gotta go on the first date. But I'm saying how soon? Like, I'm saying.
I don't know, man. Whenever's coming. Whenever y'all feel like y'all should, I guess. Yeah, that should be a mutual agreement. That ain't nothing you just walk into. Yeah,
You know what I'm saying?
That's something you should be like, well, when you think you can let me crack. I'm trying to hit that ass.
Like it'd be funny to say that, like, you ever had those, like you with somebody new, or you meet somebody, you get to know somebody and shit, and, like, it's like you haven't started making comments like that yet. Right. You know what I'm saying?
So you like want the first, but you just like,
so, man. Like, so the first couple times you make comments like that, you kind of like, huh?
Right.
Okay. That's just funny.
Gotta wait for that shady, man. I don't know if she with the shits. Or even the female could think like that, like, damn, I don't know if he want to fuck the whole time. Dude, lame ass, probably ain't even own that AB, man.
You know,
trying
to get to know her.
Let's watch some TV. Fucking fag.
I mean, shit. And also, a nigga be like, man, I don't really know. I don't know if I want to. I came over here to be nice.
Fuck that.
I don't know
about all that. You got to go off body language. You got to just look. Then you can, you know, if you're gonna go off first fucking contact anyway, if you gonna look at a female like, yeah, I'm fuck. If I, you know what I'm saying? If the opportunity presented itself, yeah, I'm gonna fuck. You know what I'm saying? So if the time comes, you just waiting for it, or you just looking like, okay, I can see she on that. You're gonna fuck.
I'll turn some motherfuckers down. Yeah,
that you wanted to fuck.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. If you wanted to, if you were serious, you're like, oh, yeah. Like, you know, you just see motherfuckers, you'd be like, yes, definitely. I don't even know her, you know what I'm saying? But you just like, right. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So if that time came, you're going to be like, shit.
Girl up here, you talking about, oh, fuck.
You know what I'm saying? She's thick as fuck.
Look. On a serious tip, when is love not enough for a relationship to survive? Often.
If you say, wait, say it again.
When is love not enough for a relationship to survive?
You said often?
I said often. Just because of the world we live in.
Yes, I agree. You know, because of the world now, yes.
You know what I mean? Back in the day, love.
Back in the day?
That shit used to stress.
Real talk. Motherfuckers, 45 years.
Right.
Holding on.
Motherfuckers. They know motherfuckers done did some shit and shit like
nowadays,
that.
Nowadays, people too quick to give up now.
Yeah, it's like, nah, I need my freedom.
Motherfuckers be like, I don't gotta do this. Somebody else will do this. Da, da, da. Yep, you're right. And somebody else gonna fuck around and beat your ass.
Right.
Or do worse than I did. You never fucking know. Where you going, Gabe?
To the store.
For what?
First time at the store.
Oh, okay. Okay.
She don't want to get. That's when love ain't enough for her.
You know what I'm saying?
Right? When you
this is what talking about. Finna get her ass whooped on a podcast.
Dude, I ain't a witness.
Why? Did you need something?
Maybe. Where are you going?
To the gas station.
What can I get?
He said, what can I get? Like,
what am I?
Like, what's my.
You know what I'm saying? What's my limit?
What's my.
What's my limit?
Man, don't get irritated on the podcast. Don't put your head straight. Put your head straight. Like, why are you talking like this?
She is super serious.
Look, why your head back like
that?
Look serious as hell.
Yeah,
Give me the big Cinnamon Toast Crunch cereal bar.
Halloween sex.
Be a spray bad skunk. Motherfuckers be walking out there like skunks don't be right there.
Yeah, my phone be out.
On my mama, I be, before I get to the door, my flashlight is on. Them bitches be too close for comfort. God, I'm finna run in my house when I open the door real quick, because then I'm going to run out. And whoever in here fucked, whoever in here beat, because I'm getting the fuck out.
Right. I ain't fucking.
I'm going to call Marissa good. Like, look, bro, it's a skunk in the house. You better close the fucking room door. Leave the patio door open. That bitch will leave when it won't do.
That shit. Oh, they fucking rodents.
No, they're not rodents, but...
They ain't rodents? Oh my God, I can imagine. I'll be mad as fuck.
I'll kill them. I'm not killing no rodent. I'm going to run from a rodent. I'm going to run. I'm going to fucking scream and everything. I'm going to take the fuck up.
Little bitch scream.
Yep. A skunk? I see that big ass motherfucker. I'm going to throw a brick at his ass or something. I'm gonna catch that. Well, I ain't gonna catch it, but
don't go for that.
I ain't gonna catch it.
That nigga finna turn around on your ass.
I get that motherfucker out the crib if one came in here, most definitely, without getting sprayed.
That's scary as hell.
Yeah. Them. I'm not fucking with no raccoon.
I ain't fucking up. That motherfucker's crazy.
I am not fucking with them.
They look crazy. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? You ever see a bitch put like eyeliner on her eyes? Them bitches look crazy.
Them bitches smart too, man. Raccoon's smart as fuck.
I know that.
Them bitches smart. Them bitches are smart as fuck.
They want to fuck with you. Fuck with you.
Real talk. If you seen a raccoon and that bitch wants to get on your ass, there's nothing you can do about it. But run in the house, real talk. Because that bitch will chase you if it wants to. And that bitch is kind of tough point like, bro. Nigga, when I used to work at Mariano's, bro. I used to have to walk back home. I used to get off work at 4 o'clock in the morning. You know where Mariano's at in Hoffman?
Yeah.
I used to walk from there to back lot, nigga, right. At 4 o'clock in the morning. Every day, right by my homie at Dice Crib across the street, I used to see this, like, big, stupid-ass group of raccoons, bro. It'll be a bunch of raccoons, and it's a bunch of skunks, bro. I swear to God. And I used to just see him every night. And I'm like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck is going on right here? All the raccoons are in the tree. The skunks are right here on the ground. They all just sitting there chilling, looking at him. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I used to tell me and Tammy used to walk with me. I'm just looking like, bro. I said, nigga, look at this shit. Like, I think you would never see no raccoon and no skunk. These motherfuckers just chilling by each other, cool. And I'm like, What the fuck? I want to turn my flashlight on, nigga. They all in the back on the tree, like 8 of them. I'm like, bro, these motherfuckers having a party out here, bro.
Y'all done,
like 12 raccoons, done, nigga, like 10 skunks. They booling.
You done caught them, they left.
Oh, me, they all stop looking at me. What the fuck? I'm like, bro, I gotta be tweaking, bro. Like, I gotta be tweaking.
Yeah,
I started putting that shit on my Snapchat. I'm like, bro, look at this shit, bro.
No, nigga.
Every night.
Listen, me, Gary, I forgot who else was with us. We went 2 cars deep out to, like, to the Skokie area for this and that. You know what I'm saying? And nigga, so Gary get out and leave. You know, we just park right there and shit. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucking all of a sudden, I look to my left. Nigga, we in a residential area. First of all, I look to my left, it's a deer. I'm like, and it's like right there. Wait, first of all, then I turn back around. I look in my rear view mirror, there's another deer behind the car.
Them bitches are.
And then there's like 3 or 4 deers in like the yard and shit, bro. Nigga, we in Skokie. Where did y'all come from? They pulled up deep in the motherfucker.
Them bitches big, and they will stare at you. Like
nigga
I see, bro, I seen a deer up close one time, bro. I swear to God, just like that, I swear to God. Nigga, I seen one, bro. I was walking from fucking Lake Street by the marathon, nigga. Because BJ brother used to stay over there. I used to walk over there and shit.
Mm.
I'm walking home one day, nigga. No bullshit, it's probably like 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I'm on that side where the little fence at, you know what I'm talking about? That little silver fence?
Yeah, I know what you're talking
nigga,
about.
Nigga, I'm walking right there. I got my phone in my hand, you know what I'm saying? Some tell me look to my right, I look to my right. That bitch is right there. Like, bro, I'm to my on the gate, bro. And I just, bro, I froze. I was like, oh my God. Like,
And you know that fence ends.
Right.
So I'm walking the end of the fence right here. Deer's right here. I'm like, bro. Like, if this deer want to just rush my little ass, ain't nothing I can do but run in traffic. That's the only option I have is to run clean in traffic.
Right.
And I'm like, I'm not finna get hit. I damn near did get hit. I get to backing up. Right. I was so fucking scared. I'm like, bro, this big ass deer. I did not think deers were that big.
Dude, they big, bro.
Bro.
Nigga, I don't understand why. That was just like a game. Like, we in the car. We ain't outside. We ain't parlaying. We ain't doing none of that. They walk up.
That's how they be. They be like, what the fuck is this? Bro, that's how they be. I swear to God, deers walk right up on your shit. They, you like, damn, y'all interrogating the shit out of me.
What's wrong, like, buddy? Shit,
they be on it.
Shit.
That's how mooses be, bro. Well, moose, nope.
Ain't no.
Nope.
Nigga, moose big
look,
as fuck.
Go on YouTube, bro. They got a.
I ain't gonna look at this scary dude.
This dude had an encounter with a moose, bro. He's in the woods walking, bro. This big, stupid ass. Like, bro. Them bitches are so big,
bro.
They
humongous, bro.
Like, bro.
They humongous.
I'd be like, bro. I would be so scared. Like, dude. I know I could not survive in the wild with no wild animals. I couldn't. Not by myself. Hell no.
I'd turn to a killer.
Not by myself. I would have died. Just think anything, a wolf, you see a pack of wolves.
You did.
A bear, a moose, like, no, bro.
You're gonna be faster than feet.
Fuck that. All that shit can climb.
All that shit can climb.
Well, except mooses. All they gotta do is stand on 2 feet. That bitch gonna be in the tree with your ass. Fuck that.
Fucking moose big as hell.
Bears will climb a tree right with your ass.
Yeah.
Them bitches will be right up on your ass. I'm not fucking with them. You gotta worry about the bugs, scorpions, spiders. Like, no, bro. Like, no, bro. I couldn't live in a while, bro. It's too much. Big ass centipedes. Like,
bro.
Like, fuck that.
You ever find a bug in the crib? Like, you like, how the fuck you get in here, bro?
Nigga, I used to see them little fucking silverfish. I fucking hate them bugs. They look like fucking centipedes. They're like this big, but they're silver. Oh my God. I fucking
no shit, nigga. I just hate bugs, nigga. Don't stop talking about it.
I don't care about the bugs, bro. It's the rodents that do it.
All that climbing, crawly shit.
I will kill everything that climb on the wall. Anything. Anything crawl on the wall, I will fucking kill it.
The most satisfying kill is when you kill a fly.
Yes.
That's satisfying.
I always catch a fly.
Oh my smack! God.
I hate any. That's what I don't like. Anything that flies.
Flying around and shit.
Oh, I'm killing everything. If you don't kill the bees, we're gonna don't care. I do not care. We're gonna die anyway. I do not care, bro.
Yeah, laser gun. This nigga be.
I'm killing all the bees. I be killing all the rodents. I'm gonna start killing all these rodents. Any skunk I see over here, I'm killing it.
You heard it first on fucking Truth Teller.
Don't call the police on me. I just don't like
animal
them
fucking cruelty.
I don't like them bitches, bro. They be too
this
close.
Nigga proclaiming that he's gonna. Let's get to the health tip of the day.
Health tip of the day.
Oh, shit.
Easier. I don't know.
Eat better.
Oh,
listen to my ass. Talk about some eat better. I don't eat better.
Not taking his own advice.
Shit. But nah, that's a good health tip, though. Treat your body well. You know what I mean? Even with the, you know, your vices or whatnot, alcohol, you know, weed, whatever it be, whatever you do.
My health tip is
treat your body well.
Have fun, do whatever the fuck you want to do.
That can be good or bad.
Do whatever you want.
Shit.
It's your life.
I ain't hit him with a song. Don't you start talking on the end of this podcast. That's my appropriate.
Thanks, Gabe.
So, Missy Elliott, you said she gonna drop an album?
Yeah, she was supposed to be dropping an album.
Nigga, I heard this song in her car. I'm like, damn. Am I gonna be able to find it before the goddamn podcast?
You got 25 seconds.
I don't know. I don't think I'm gonna be able to find it before the podcast. Truth Tellers, y'all.
This is Missy Elliott exclusive. He just wanna give me high. he just trying to get my twat. He want to taste of my goodies. He say it tastes like butterscotch. No, you cannot give me luck. You trying to give me